This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carlton DeVille rolled in style tonight as head coach David Suits bought sports jackets for the entire team. They're all a little bit different. So Coach Suits has the jacket on tonight, as do his assistants, and the players rolled in, most of them, with the sports jackets on this evening. Cavies in the road blue uniforms, Carlton DeVille in white lettering trimmed in red across the front. Staunton in the home whites trimmed in the red and the black. Bulldogs in red lettering across the front, and Booth wins the tap, but Carlton DeVille controls it, and the Cavies will get it to start. Bulldogs in that 3-2 zone defense, they have become quite proficient at that as the year has moved along. Here's Byatts, lost the handle, he's going to be called for the double dribble. Just underway, first quarter here in this regional quarterfinal. Winner back at it tomorrow night. The broadcast we'll have for you here on FM 106. Second of four games tonight. We'll have four more for you tomorrow night. Top of the key with Brent Kinder. On the wing to McCullough, down to Goss. Frank dribbles his way under the rim, kicks to Ray for three. Missed it. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Noggle. Here comes Aiden Noggle into the front court. Cut off the baseline, pulls it back now beyond the volleyball spike line. Back between the circles, Aiden Noggle. He'll reset the Carlton DeVille offense. 50 seconds gone by, first quarter. No score between the Cavies and the Bulldogs. Here's Briley Roper. Bounce pass, top of the key between the circles to Byatts. He's had a monster senior campaign for Carlton DeVille. Here's Noggle in the corner with Byatts. Michael drives baseline, and that pass sails out of bounds. And Byatts might have caught his left fingers off a Staunton hand. Might have jammed something quickly there. That was a tough, tough pass for Byatts along the baseline underneath the hoop. 6:45 first quarter. Here's Ray on the left wing with Kinder. Into the hands of McCullough. They sag off Kyle. Leaves it back for Brent. Bounce pass to Goss. Miscommunication there and turned over. Kinder left it towards the corner. Goss was cutting back towards the top of the key, and the miscommunication leads to Staunton's first turnover. 6.5 minutes, first quarter. Into the hands of Michael Byatts. The Litchfield Purple Panthers still on hand here this evening. Down to Ethan Trim off the window. No, rebound to Goss, and he's fouled. We'll have the Litchfield Debris Central broadcast coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. The foul on Carlton DeVille. They will get Roper. Team's first. Booth will give it in to Devin Ray. Devin wearing the long white sleeves tonight underneath the home white Staunton jersey. Top of the key with McCullough. On the left wing with Goss. Frank Goss back to McCullough. Kyle bounced it once back to Goss. Frank, little ball fake on the three. Now he puts it on the deck at the free throw line, and 3 seconds in the lane on Staunton. That'll be their second turnover. Still no score. We've played almost 2 minutes here in the opening quarter. Byatts will jog into the front court. Leaves it off for Aiden Noggle on the right wing. Noggle leaves it back for Roper at the volleyball spike line. Briley Roper back to Noggle on the right wing. Way beyond the three-point line. Puts it on the deck, back between the circles. Back door to Roper. Briley makes the catch, stripped away by Booth. Picked up there by Jack Kessinger for the Cavaliers. Down to Trim. Ethan Trim backs his way in and draws the foul. The big fella just bowled his way right down to the front of the rim, and he'll be at the free throw line. First foul on Staunton. They'll get Frank Goss. And at the foul line, the 6'2 junior, Ethan Trim. Toss is good. He's a big fella, but man, he's got soft hands and good footwork. Those are the two qualities you want most in a post player. Second free throw is good. Good looking shot, too. Carlton DeVille gets the game's first points at the free throw line. 2-0. Carlton DeVille leads. Staunton has the ball. Clock running. 5.5 minutes, first quarter. Here's Ray between the circles. Leaves it off for Kinder. Back to Ray. Devin gets past Noggle. Rises baseline. Left it short. Rebound down to Noggle. He wants to push. No numbers. And he will slow it up as Staunton did a good job to get back. Into the hands of Briley Roper. Roper bouncing between the circles for the Cavies. On the left wing with Michael Byatts. Into the hands of Kessinger. Across the floor with Noggle. Here's Roper. Now Byatts. Bounced it once, picked it up. Riley at the right elbow. Roper attacks, rejected by Booth. Picked up off the floor by Goss, and then he's fouled. That's a silly one on Briley Roper. Oh, that's his second, and that was unnecessary. A frustration foul from Briley Roper, and it will be his second, and he will have to sit. That will bring Ethan Siglock into the ballgame, 5'9", sophomore. 80 feet from the hoop, Roper reaches in and gets his second. Here's Devin Ray into the left corner. Reverses field now, comes top of the key. Off to Kinder on the right wing. Booth at the foul line, rises up off the heel, gets his own rebound back. Alkin torn it around, lays it up and in. Booth was almost facing the opposite end. They're shooting towards the south bucket. His shoulders were almost facing north, but he got whipped around in a hurry. Never was squared up, but put it home. 2-2, our score, 4:15, first quarter. Here's Siglock. Picked up the dribble. He needs some help now. Leaves it for Kessinger. Dangerous pass. Right back to Siglock it goes. Into the hands of Aiden Noggle. Noggle gets to the elbow. Turns the corner. Rejected by Booth. Right into the hands of McCullough. That was an easy rejection coming from the weak side. Here's Kyle. Leaves for Kinder. Brent reverse layup. No. Offensive rebound. Booth put back good. All four Staunton points to Ethan Booth. He's got 4 points, two blocks here in the early stages. 3:45 for the opening quarter. Here's Aiden Noggle into the front court. Leaves it on the left wing for Siglock. Between the circles with Byatt. Here's Kessinger. Down to Trim. Ethan counted in the foul. Ethan Trim. Nice find from Kessinger at the free throw line. Good movement by Trim without the basketball. We are tied at 4. 3:36 for the first quarter. And a free throw for Ethan Trim. He's already 2 of 2 at the line. Make it 3 out of 3. It's Ethan Trim 5, Ethan Booth 4, and the Cavies out in front by a point. 3.5 minutes, first quarter. Here's Kinder way out on the left wing. Top of the key with McCullough. McCullough leaves it back for Kinder. On the right wing now with Ray. Devin Ray bounce feeds the post to Goss. Frank spins baseline back to McCullough. Kyle will attack right at Trim and draws the foul. Nice job by Kyle McCullough attacking the 10. Had a wide open three, but that's not his game. So we saw the lane, put it on the floor, attacked, and went right into the chest of Ethan Trim. That's Trim's first, Carlinville's third, and McCullough at the free throw line. The toss is no good. Kyle will get his second free throw with 3:17 to play in the opening quarter. Carlinville leading 5-4. McCullough. The 5'11 senior second free throw goes down, hit a lot of the iron before it went home. Tied at 5, 3:10 first quarter. Staunton back in the 3-2 zone. Noggle dribble handoff to Byatts in the front court. Off to Kessinger between the circles. Jack Kessinger off to Noggle. Aiden Noggle into the triple threat position. Brings it back between the circles. Backs out towards midcourt. He'll reset inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Siglock. Byatts runs the baseline, has the ball in the left corner. He's double-teamed there, gets it away to Siglock. Ethan Siglock back into the hands of Noggle. Across the floor to Byatts. Nice little head fake. Attacks off the window, missed it. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Booth. As he outworked three Cavaliers for that rebound. 2.5 minutes, first quarter. 5-5 our score. Staunton will slow it up as McCullough brings it across the timeline. Here's Booth. Backdoor to McCullough. He's met by Trim. No good. And on the rebound, a whistle and a foul coming out on Staunton. Second team foul on Staunton. They'll get the personal foul on Kinder. That is his first. Aiden Noggle will walk it into the front court for the Cavaliers. Tied at 5. Trim has all 5 for Carlinville. Booth has the 4. For Staunton, we approach the 2-minute mark of the opening quarter. Noggle now just holding out near midcourt. Now it's Siglock holding at the volleyball spike line. Staunton not looking to extend that zone right now inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Noggle into the triple threat position, right wing, right in front of the Staunton bench. Here's Noggle between the circles. Of course, Terry Allen, Ty Locks' assistant, for Staunton, and still, even after all these years, it's still strange to me to see Terry Allen wearing red sitting on the visitor's bench here at the pit. Just seems strange to me. 90 seconds for the opening quarter. 5-5 our score. Carthenville working some clock here. Trim on the baseline, and he's going to be called for steps. That was an unforced error right there, as Trim just did not get the ball put on the deck quick enough. A minute 24 for the opening 8 minutes, and a substitution at the table for the Cavvies. That is Carson Weiser checking in, 5'11 sophomore. We'll give Trim a breather. Here come the Bulldogs, 80 seconds for the quarter. Devin Ray across the timeline, being checked there by Siglock and the Carthenville man-to-man. Left wing to Goss, down to Kinder on the left block, and he's fouled underneath. Fourth team foul on Carthenville. They're going to get Noggle with his first personal. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. It'll be Ray to throw in, a Bulldog at each corner of the lane. Ray looking, still looking, and gets it in the corner to McCullough. He's wide open. He'll fire and hit. Long two for Kyle McCullough. Had a toe on the line. Here's Byatts. Gets it off to Kessinger. Back into the hands of Weiser. That pass is tipped and stolen by Kinder. Into the hands of McCullough. 45 seconds for the first quarter. A 7-5 Staunton lead. Here's McCullough. Thought about it again. Instead, off to Goss. Into the hands of Kinder. McCullough, top of the key. They continue to sag off Kyle McCullough, even though he just knocked one out of the left corner. On the wing with Ray. Half a minute for the opening quarter. Booth has four. McCullough has three. That is a scoring for Staunton in the quarter. Trim has all five for Carthenville. 7-5, Dogs lead, holding for the final shot. Clock running 15 seconds. Ray at the volleyball spike line between the circles. Booth on the right wing with 10 seconds. Left wing with Ray, 7 seconds. Devin, top of the key with three. Here's McCullough, 4-3 at the horn. No. Offensive rebound, Kinder, his follow, not in time. After 8 minutes here in the regional quarterfinal, it is Staunton 7, Carthenville 5. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie. One quarter in the books here in this 2A quarterfinal regional game. Staunton leading Carthenville 7-5. Bulldogs get the basketball to start the second quarter. They run a lob with Ray to Kinder, but before Kinder can elevate, he was fouled. No, they're going to get a moving screen on Ethan Booth setting that back pick. That'll be Ethan's first, team's third foul, and the third turnover on Staunton. Here comes Michael Byatts into the front court. He was held scoreless in that opening quarter. Here's Siglock. Off to Noggle. Volleyball spike line extended. He brings it back now between the circles with a left-hand dribble. Way out on the left wing, leaves it for Siglock. Ethan Siglock now probing, nowhere to go. Back into the hands of Noggle. Left wing with Byatts. Michael triggers a deep three, nothing but air, out of bounds off of Staunton. It'll stay with the Cavvies. Byatts is probably 4 feet beyond the line there. Booth will get a breather, as checking in is Jacob Futrell, 6'6 junior. Here's Byatts. He'll trigger it again. Left it short this time. And the rebound down to Kinder. Brent Kinder racing into the front court for the Bulldogs. Off to McCullough. Here's Goss. Ray has it in the right corner. Devin Ray, top of the key with Kyle McCullough. McCullough leaves it for Goss on the left wing. Back to Kyle. McCullough, right elbow. Goss, corner three, too strong. And the rebound down to Weiser. Good block out on Devin Ray. Here come the Cavaliers as Aiden Noggle across the timeline. High post to Kessinger. Jack will turn, face back to Byatts. Michael, jump stop, rises 14 and knocks it down. Michael Byatts has his first bucket, and we are tied at 7, 6.5 minutes for the first half of play. So the score and the pace is to Staunton's liking. Here's Goss, open, 4-3, way too strong, and the rebound down to Aiden Noggle for the Cavaliers. Here comes Aiden into the front court. Kinder at the point of that 3-2 zone. McCullough and Ray up top. Goss and Futrell down low. Wild shot from Kessinger, no good. Rebound down to Kinder for Staunton. He leaves it off for Devin Ray. Here comes Ray to Kinder. McCullough has it now in the left corner. Top of the key with Ray. High post to Futrell. At the left elbow, back to Devin. Ray gets a ball screen, turns the corner, back to Goss. Frank will trigger it again, way too strong. Off the other side of the backboard, and the rebound down to Carthenville. 5:40 first half. 7-7 our score. Right elbow feed to Kessinger, back to Byatts. Michael Byatts in the corner to Siglock. Ethan Siglock back to Byatts. At the foul line, Kessinger. He will turn and face, bounce pass to Byatts on the left wing. Here's Weiser on the baseline. Carson attacks. No, got a little too far underneath the backboard, and the rebound down to Kinder. 5:15 for quarter number two. Brent Kinder into the front court for Staunton. Keeps the bounce alive. Now gets a ball screen from Futrell. Top of the key with Goss. They swing it right side with McCullough. Kyle McCullough between the circles. Jacob Futrell into the hands of Devin Ray at the left elbow. Back to Goss inside of 5 minutes for the first half of play. Here's Kinder. Leaves it off for Futrell. Back to McCullough. He drives baseline. Floats it up. No. And offensive on Kyle McCullough. Fourth turnover. First personal on McCullough. Fourth team foul on Staunton. Ethan Trim back on the floor for Carthenville. Siglock will go over to the sideline to talk to Coach Schutz. It'll be Kessinger coming off the floor. Tied at 7, 4:40 for the first half. Staunton has yet to score in the quarter. Here's Weiser. Pivots around. Three defenders surround him, and they foul him. Fifth team foul on Staunton. Check that. Sixth team foul on Staunton. Second personal foul on McCullough. That will get Caden Sylvester up off the bench, 5'11 sophomore for Staunton. He will check in, replacing McCullough. Byatts to throw it in. Does so to Noggle. Off to Siglock. Wanted the return pass to Byatts. It wasn't there. Now Michael has it. That's a deep three, right wing. Yes, Michael Byatts. Thank you very much. He was a good 5 feet beyond the line right there. No hesitation, no problem. 5 for Byatts, 10-7. Carthenville with the lead as we approach the midway point of the first half. Or of the second quarter, I should say. Here is Sylvester. Leaves it for Frank Goss. Goss drives baseline. He's out of control and offensive on Frank Goss as Noggle stood in and took the charge. That'll be the second personal on Goss. Back-to-back charges on the Bulldogs. 4:06 for the first half. 10-7, Carthenville with the lead. Goss will stay on the floor with his two personal fouls. Here's Byatts. Left wing, Siglock. Ethan Siglock off to Noggle. Byatts, quick trigger three, left that one short. And the rebound tipped away from Ray by Byatts. Last touch by Carthenville. It'll belong to Staunton with 3:52 to play first half. Nokomis won game one of our quadruple header tonight in blowout fashion over Cowden-Herrick Beecher City, 77-19. The Breeze Central Litchfield broadcast next. Lincolnwood Mount Olive broadcast 10:30 tonight. Here's Ray. Baseline. Sylvester left it a little bit short from 18. Goss tracked down the rebound, but then he ran into Ethan Trim. Goss winds up on the floor. Trim winds up with the basketball. 10-7 Cavvies. Here comes Noggle across the timeline. Into the hands of Ethan Siglock. Siglock finds Byatts between the circles. Michael Byatts. High post feed to Weiser. Touch pass. Siglock. He'll fire the three. Yes. Ethan Siglock knocks down the triple. A beautiful touch pass that time. Courtesy of Carson Weiser. 12-7. Cavvies lead. Dogs haven't scored in the quarter. 3 minutes for the first half. Here's Sylvester. Brings it across the head of the key. Leaves it off for Brent Kinder. Here's Futrell into the hands of Ray. Devin Ray works top of the key, cut off there. Sylvester on the baseline. Caden back to Ray. Devin wants the three. That is off the mark to the right. Rebound down to Goss. Michael Byatts was playing his man, never knew where the ball was at. Staunton can reset 2.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Sylvester left wing. No Booth on the floor right now for Staunton. Here is Goss. Into the hands of Kinder. 2:15 for the first half. Between the circles, Ray. Devin Ray leaves it off for Kinder. 2:05 first half. Ray ran off the three-point line. Gives it back now to Kinder. Brent Kinder. Into the hands of Ray, out at the volleyball spike line. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half. A five-point Carthenville lead. Bulldogs really making Carthenville defend here. Ray, jump stop, and he's going to be called for traveling. Yes. Sixth Staunton turnover. A minute 50 for quarter number two. Bites didn't score in the first quarter, but he has five here in the second quarter. A five-point Carthenville lead. Here's Siglock out at the volleyball spike line. Puts it on the deck, and David Suits wants a timeout. 98 seconds to play, first half. Carthenville leads Staunton 12-7. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Cavi timeout, Carthenville has the basketball up 5, 85 seconds for the first half as Noggle tucks it under his right arm out near midcourt. Now he puts it on the floor, moves to the right, leads for Siglock. On the baseline, Weiser. Carson Weiser back to Siglock, into the hands now of Michael Byatts. 70 seconds for the first half. Staunton hasn't scored in the quarter. Led 7-5 after one, now trail 12-7. They struggled to score the basketball in the regular season finale against Roxana. Got just 24 points that night. They're not on pace for that much here this evening. 50 seconds for the half. Here's Weiser. Leaves it for Noggle in the corner, off to Siglock. Thought about the three, decides against it. Now on the back pedal, brings it back towards midcourt. Into the hands of Byatts. Michael, one dribble, pulls up for three. Yes, Michael Byatts. Eight in the quarter, his second triple. And it is 15-7. They're going to call that a long two, going to call it 14-7. 25 seconds for the half. Staunton doubling up. Carthenville doubling up Staunton. Sylvester left alone for three. Yes, Caden Sylvester. Big shot for the Dogs. They needed that. 10 seconds for the half. Here's Noggle into the front court with five. Into the hands of Byatts with three. Michael crossing over Ray. Pump fake. Rises. Hit on the release and fouled with 0.3 seconds to play in the half. It'll be Ray on the personal. Not a good foul from Devin Ray. That was a tough, tough shot from Michael Byatts. If he makes that, you just tip your hat and go to the locker room. Now he gets two free throws. Toss is good. 8 points for Byatts now. 15-10. Second free throw for Michael is good. 9 for Byatts, all in the quarter. Just 0.3 seconds. 0.3. There's some confusion at the table on that Byatts 3. They called it a 2. I thought it was a 3, but they called it a 2 immediately. 0.3 seconds for the half. Kinder gets it in to Ray. 3/4 court. Good if it goes. It will not. A strong second quarter for Carthenville. They shut out the Bulldogs in quarter number two, outscored them 11-0 to take a six-point lead into the half. The Cavies 16, the Bulldogs 10. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. After picking up two early fouls, Ethan Booth had to sit most of that first half. He is back on the floor to start the third quarter with Frank Goss, Devin Ray, Brent Kinder, and Kyle McCullough. For the Cavaliers, they will have Jack Kessinger, Briley Roper, Aiden Noggle, Michael Byatts, and Ethan Trim on the floor. So a six-point advantage for Carthenville as we get set to start the second half. And here we go. It'll be Carthenville basketball. Up by 6 on the left wing with Byatts. Off to Kessinger into the hands of Noggle. That pass kicked out of there by Devin Ray, and Carthenville will maintain possession with a sideline trigger. Kessinger to throw in off to Michael Byatts. Down to Trim, catches it deep middle. In the corner to Roper. Briley right back to Trim. Tough pass in traffic, turned over. Here comes Kinder, right to the rim, layup rattled out, no good. Rebound down to Byatts, lead pass, Trim, Ethan, tough catch, and he fumbled it out of bounds. 7:32 for the third quarter. Staunton fortunate there. They missed the layup on one end, and then Carletonville had a run out on the other but couldn't handle it cleanly. Here's Ray. Picks up the dribble, leaves it for Booth. Here's Ethan Booth. Needs to get back in rhythm. Drives baseline. He will rise too strong, and the rebound down to Kessinger. Leaves it for Roper. Here comes Briley Roper. Into the right corner. Bounce pass to Trim. Underhand shovel to Kessinger. Missed communication. Out of bounds it goes. Eighth Cavi turnover. Check that, sixth Cavi turnover. 7:05 for the third quarter. A six-point Carletonville lead as Ray handling out front, checked by Roper. Here's Goss down to Kinder, draws a crowd, and draws a foul. First foul of the half on Carletonville, and they're going to get Noggle. For Noggle, that will be his second. Baseline out of bounds for the Bulldogs. Devin Ray gets it in near corner to Frank Goss. Goss puts it on the deck, kicks it. McCullough. Long two for McCullough. No. Rebound down to Ethan Booth. Outworked Kessinger for it. Here's Goss. He'll trigger the three. No good. Way off the mark. Staunton can't buy one right now from the outside. Rebound down to Carletonville. Into the hands of Roper. Briley Roper. Into the front court with the right hand bounce. Picks up the dribble. High post to Kessinger. Jack Kessinger pivots around back to Byatt. Here's Noggle. In the corner with Roper. Briley Roper rejected by Goss, goes right back to Roper, missed it, and Booth down with the rebound for Staunton. Outlet midcourt to Devin Ray. Here comes Devin. Works top of the key, behind the back, sheds Roper. Devin kicks. Kinder drives baseline. Brent Kinder reverse layup, can't get it to go, and the rebound down to Carletonville. Here's Aiden Noggle into the front court. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Noggle on the bounce out at the volleyball spike line. Left elbow feed to Kessinger, back to Noggle. Aiden for three. Missed it, and the rebound belongs to Frank Goss. Here comes Staunton. McCullough pushing into the front court. Across the floor to Kinder. Brent, front of the rim, rattled out, no good. Oh, boy. Is it that type of night for Staunton? They've had a couple point-blank looks rattle out. Generally, that is not a good sign for the favorite in postseason play. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Staunton the 7 seed, Carletonville the 10 seed in this sub-sectional. Here's Noggle into the hands of Byatt. Michael gets to the foul line. Now to the front of the rim, attacks and draws the foul. Two free throws for Michael Byatt at the 5:18 mark of the third quarter. They will get Kinder on the personal. So now two on Booth, two on Kinder, two on McCullough, two on Goss. At the free throw line, Michael Byatt. He's 2 out of 2 tonight. Has 9 points. A 6-point Carletonville lead. 7-point Carletonville lead as Byatt into double figures with 10 after he did not score in the opening quarter. A 7-point lead for the Cavies. Second toss for Byatt. Got it? 11 for Byatt. Biggest lead of the night for Carletonville at 8, 18-10. Staunton in some trouble here at the pit in Gillespie. Here's Kinder. Leaves it for Ray on the wing. Down to Goss. Deflected out. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Staunton's been out of sorts from the get-go. Booth picked up those two early fouls, and they have just not been able to get in any type of rhythm offensively. McCullough off to Ray. Top of the key for three. Yes. Staunton needed that. Maybe that'll get him jump-started. Devin Ray's first bucket, a straight-on triple. And the lead is down to 5 for Carletonville, 18-13. Here's Roper in the corner with Byatt. Back to Roper between the circles with Noggle. Aiden Noggle will take his time, hold it under his arm, and tuck it against his hip. He'll put it on the floor now, but going nowhere, just working the clock. Here's Roper at the elbow into the hands of Trim. Ethan Trim back to Kessinger on the right wing. Skip pass to Byatt. Ran off the three-point line. He'll pull it from 16. Knock it down. Michael Byatt has a baker's dozen, and he's heating up now. 20-13. Carletonville with the lead. Staunton has the ball. Here comes Ray behind the back to get away from Roper. Now Devin picks up the bounce, leaves it off for Kinder on the left wing. Into the hands of McCullough. Back to Devin Ray. Devin Ray will get a screen from Booth. Works right side, cut off. Here's Ethan now, top of the key. Booth attacks, tough shot, missed it. Rebound down to Ethan Trim. Halfway through the third quarter, Carthenville leading 20-13. They trailed by two after one, outscored Staunton 11-3 in that second quarter. Here's Noggle, off to Byatts. Attacks and draws the foul. Two more free throws for Michael Byatts. They're going to get Kinder. That's his third. Staunton, obviously not a deep team. Down seven, 3:39 to go in the third quarter, so Kinder will stay on the floor with those three fouls. Free throw for Byatts. Good. It is not trending Staunton's way right now. Carthenville has the momentum and the confidence. The looks on the faces of Carthenville is of confidence. Staunton is concerned. Free throw good for Byatts. 22-13, 9-point lead, biggest of the night for the Cavaliers. Here's Ray, leaves it off for Kinder. McCullough in the left corner, back to Brent. On the baseline, Goss, Frank dribble drive, caught in the air, threw it away. Jumped the pass and had nowhere to go under the hoop. Here comes Roper. Off to Noggle. Byatts, 4-3. Yes. Oh, Michael Byatts is heating up now. He's got 18, and Ty Locks needs a timeout. 25-13. Carthenville with the lead. 3:12 for the third quarter. Back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. What a third quarter for Carthenville. They led by six at the half. They now lead by a dozen with 3:12 to play in the third quarter. And Michael Byatts is in fuego. 18 points after he did not score in the first quarter. He is single-handedly pulling Carthenville away from Staunton here tonight. Bulldogs need a good possession right here and now. 11 minutes for the game, 3 minutes left in the third quarter, so plenty of time. But the way it's gone for Staunton so far, they need something positive to happen in a hurry. Here's McCullough left alone. He'll fire the three. Yes, Kyle McCullough buries the three ball. He doesn't take many, but he's knocked down two perimeter shots tonight. 25-16, Cavies lead. Here's Roper. Off to Noggle. They're going to run a lob play to Byatts. Makes the catch left side. Goes underneath right side and he's fouled. Two more free throws for Michael Byatts. And right now he is chewing the Bulldogs up. They're going to get McCullough. That's his third. Three on McCullough. Three on Kinder. Booth had the two in the first half that limited his minutes. And most likely has messed up his flow in the game. Free throw for Byatts is good. Hit all the iron and drop down. 19 for Michael Byatts. When you get in early foul trouble, it's hard to get into the rhythm of the game. Free throw for Byatts. Good. He's got 20. 9 in the second quarter. 11 more here in the third. 27-16 Carthenville. 2:25 for quarter number three. Here's McCullough. Back door to Ray. Devin high off the backboard. It's good. Devin Ray, soft touch there. That thing was above the square on the backboard. Hit it soft and went down nice. 27-18. Carthenville leads with the ball. Here's Roper. Almost double dribbled out there. Now he picks up the bounce across the floor to Noggle. Aiden cut off the baseline. Pulls it back now. He'll bring it back between the circles with the left-hand bounce. Here's Roper. Down in the baseline, Trim. Top of the key, Noggle. Right baseline with Kessinger. Down to Trim, right block. Tough catch, nice finish. Ethan Trim, he has 7. Well, he showed the hands and the touch right there. The catch was not easy. And then the finish was nice and soft over Booth. 29-18 Cavies. 95 seconds for the third quarter. McCullough for three. That's an air ball out of bounds. And it will belong to Carthenville. Kyle McCullough probably in an uncomfortable spot here tonight as Carthenville sagging off of him, letting him shoot. And that's not his game. It hasn't been his game. He knows it's not his game. He's out there for ball handling and defense, and he's supreme at those two things. Here's Trim underneath the hoop. Up and in for Ethan Trim. He has 9. And it is 31-18, Carthenville, 70 seconds, third quarter. Staunton's in a peck of trouble. Here's McCullough on the wing with Kinder. Here's Ray, high post with Booth. He will turn and face. Now Devin fakes the three, rises the foul line, off the heel, and eventually down for Devin Ray. It was like a game of Plinko on the Price is Right. Couldn't hit the rim any more than it did. 31-20. 11-point Carthenville lead, clock running, 43 seconds, third quarter. Naugle bouncing out near midcourt. Aiden Naugle keeps the dribble alive. Staunton not coming to pressure just yet. Now they'll come with a quick trap. Off to Byatts. Here's Kessinger. Bounce pass. Trim finishes good for Ethan Trim. Carthenville was ready for that as soon as the Dogs came with the pass or the trap. Two passes and a layup. Down to Booth. He's double teamed. Spins baseline. Nowhere to go. Back to Goss with 15. Here's McCullough. Left wing with Ray with 10. Devin to the foul line. Cut off there with 8. Into the hands of McCullough with 7. Frank Goss has it with 5. Here's Ray. Stolen by Roper. It's a race against the clock. At the buzzer, it's good. Briley Roper, a layup at the buzzer. And Staunton is in trouble now. Three quarters in the books. It is Carthenville 35. Staunton 20. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Cavies win the quarter 19-10. They lead the game 35-20. As we start the money quarter, Bulldogs have the basketball. They need to get going in a hurry. Down to Booth. Bad pass. Stolen. He was triple teamed in there. They tried to force it in. 10th turnover on the Bulldogs. Aiden Naugle into the front court. Turns the corner. Now pulls it back out. Staunton has had no answer for Michael Byatts. He has 20 points on the night. None in the first quarter. Down to Trim from Kessinger. It's good. 13 for Ethan Trim. It's been Byatts on the perimeter, Ethan on the inside. Ethan Trim, that is. Ethan Booth was in foul trouble early, and he has been held in check here tonight. Fires a top of the key three, no, and the rebound is going to be off of, I think, Trim. It'll be Carthenville ball. The official going to get together here, and it'll be Cavi ball. Or excuse me, it'd be Staunton ball. Yes, that's the right call. It was off of Trim. Right in front of our broadcast position. Good piece of officiating there. Here's Kinder on the right wing. Drives the baseline, muscles it up, countered in the foul for Brent Kinder. His first bucket will stop the clock with 7:07 to play. Gets Staunton within 15. Kinder might have jammed a finger on his left hand. He's grimacing in pain. Free throw for Kinder is good. Old-fashioned three for Brent Kinder. It's 37-23 Carthenville. Dogs showing full court pressure. Naugle in the back court. Off to Roper. Briley into the front court. He slipped. Gets the pass away to Naugle. Off to Kessinger. Across the floor by it. Knocked out by McCullough. He takes out one of the crowd control barriers here at the pit. 6:53 for the ball game. Stay tuned. Litchfield, the Breeze, Modern Day next, then Lincolnwood and Mount Olive to follow. Games 3 and 4 of our postseason quadruple header. Here's Byatts. Lobs down to Trim. That was a tough pass. No chance there. Turned over. Here come the Dogs. Can they capitalize? Kinder for Goss on the right wing. Top of the key, McCullough. Leaves it for Booth. Ethan, dribble handoff to Goss. Frank off to McCullough. Kyle will take the three. Left it short. Rebound. Taken away from Booth by Roper as Ethan was taking on three blue shirts there. Here come the Cavaliers in the front court with Kessinger. Off to Roper. Down to Trim. Ethan Trim draws a double. Out to Naugle. Here's Byatts. Chased off the three-point line. Attacks right at Booth. Rejected. Picked up by Roper. He's blocked and fouled by McCullough. Kyle McCullough's fourth personal foul. We'll send Briley Roper to the free throw line with 6:09 to play in the ballgame. Nokomis won earlier tonight over Cowden-Herrick Beecher City, 77-19. So we'll have Hillsboro Breeze Modern Day live tomorrow night at 6. Nokomis' regional semifinal will be live at 7:30. Free throw for Roper is good. Briley Roper has 3 points. And Carlinville perfect from the free throw line tonight. Now 12 out of 12. Second free throw for Roper. Good. 4 for Roper. 39-23 Carlinville. Clock running 6:05 for the ball game. Here's Kinder up the far sideline. Top of the key, Sylvester. He'll trigger a 3. Rimmed it out, no good. And the rebound down to Briley Roper for Carlinville. 5:50 for the ball game. 39-23. Carlinville in control with possession. Here's Noggle. Turns the corner. Tried the bounce pass. Tipped and stolen by Booth. And then Booth is fouled by Noggle. Third personal foul on Aiden Noggle. Second of the half on Carlinville. McCullough back, Sylvester out. Caden Sylvester, he'll be getting major minutes next year, only a sophomore. Here's Ray on the left wing for the Dogs. Devin out near midcourt, leaves it off for Kinder on the right wing. Brent Kinder back to Devin. A 16-point Carlinville lead. Here's Ray, left side of the key. A bit of a surprise here tonight. Not that Carlinville is winning, but the margin is certainly a surprise. Up 16, Ray for a 3, left it short. It's out of bounds. Kinder can't save it in time. It'll belong to Carlinville with 5:11 to play in the game. Guess the sports jacket's working out nicely for Coach Suits and crew here tonight. Bought sports jackets for everybody. 5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Noggle and in trouble in the backcourt. Coach Schutz gets a timeout. 5:02 to play. Carlinville leading Staunton 39-23. We'll come back to the Pit and Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Gillespie High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing our quadruple header. We've got Litchfield Bree Central next, and then Lincolnwood Mount Olive as the nightcap here tonight. All of it on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Carlinville in control right now, up 16. Bias has it jarred loose, but it goes right to Noggle. And that's tonight has been for Carlinville. The deflections and tips are going their way. Staunton, they've had a bunch of layups rim out, just one of those nights for the Dogs. Trim had it stripped, went right to Kessinger, rejected out of there by Booth. Still time for Staunton, but they need buckets, and they need them in bunches, and they need them now. Here's Booth at the foul line. Ethan attacks, stripped on the way up, no call, and the rebound down to Roper. Long pass front court to Noggle, met there by Goss and fouled by Goss. That'll be number 3 on Frank. 4:15 to play. Caden Sylvester to the table. He will check in, the 5'11 sophomore for Staunton, replacing Goss. Goss becomes the third Bulldog with at least 3. He joins Kinder, and then McCullough has 4. Down to Roper. They lost sight. Briley lays it up and in. 6 for Briley Roper. 41-23 Carlinville midway through the fourth quarter. Here's Sylvester. Bad pass in the backcourt. Ray can't save it, over and back. 11th Staunton turnover. Not the Bulldogs' night. Kessinger at midcourt will throw it in. Looking. Gets it in to Michael Byatt. He has been unquestionably the top player on the floor tonight. Here is Noggle down the sideline, tight roping the sideline. Gets it off to Kessinger. Into the hands of Roper. Here's Byatt on the right wing. Michael Byatt. Nice pass. Trim off the window. Oh, he missed it. And the rebound down to the Dogs. Here comes Kinder. Brent Kinder. Left wing. Working on Noggle and a block on Aiden Noggle. That'll be his 4th. That might be his 5th. That's his 5th. Noggle is fouled out. He'll get a nice ovation from the Carlinville faithful here tonight. Ethan Siglock will be checking in. He's getting some last-minute instructions from head coach Dave Suits. Baseline out of bounds for the Bulldogs. Brent Kinder gets it in left wing to Booth. Here's Devin Ray. Ray off to Sylvester. Check that to McCullough. He rises up. No. And the rebound down to Briley Roper. Tough pass for Siglock up the sideline. Ethan makes the catch. Now he turns it up the floor. And he's fouled from behind. They're going to get McCullough with the push. That'll be number five on the senior, Kyle McCullough. And he's going to foul out with 3:23 to play here tonight. He will finish with 6 points. Had a real nice senior year. He'll get a hug from head coach Ty Locks. Handshakes from his teammates. Not the way he saw it coming to a close, but it was not Staunton's night this evening in Gillespie. Here's Sylvester back on the floor now into the hands of Byatts. Off to Trim. Muscles it up. No. Rebound tipped around by Booth. Pulled down by Goss. Here comes Caden Sylvester. Down the right side, and what do we got? It's going to be on Carlinville. And a block. It'll send Caden Sylvester to the free throw line. The foul on Trim, his second. Sylvester's free throw is short. Caden, 3 points tonight. Hit a three ball late in the first half. Wound up being Staunton's only bucket of the second quarter, and it came with 10 seconds left in the half. Second free throw is good. A lot of the iron and down for Caden Sylvester. Here comes Roper. Splits the double team with the bounce. Bounce past the Trim off the window. It's good. 15 for Ethan Trim. And Carlinville has done a great job of getting into that zone, drawing the defense, and finding a wide open Ethan Trim. 43-24 Carlinville. 2:45 for the ball game. Sylvester tees up a three. Got it. Caden Sylvester knocks down his second triple. He has 7 points for the game. 43-27. Carlinville leads with the ball. Siglock in the backcourt. Middle of the floor to Trim. Sideline to Roper. Lead pass to Kessinger. Layup good. First bucket for Jack Kessinger. 45-27. Here comes Sylvester. Off to Kinder. Brent attacks. Reverse layup is good. Kinder with five. All here in the fourth quarter. Clock running as we approach the 2 minute mark of the ball game. Stay tuned. Litchfield Breeze Central coming up. A steal picked up by Kinder. Attacks. Fouled on the floor. Just the sixth team foul on Carlinville. So baseline out of bounds for Staunton. 2:01 to play. It'll be Kinder to throw it in. A bulldog at each corner of the lane. 45-29. They lob to Booth. Makes the catch. Sylvester. Three. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Jack Kessinger. Deflected out. It'll stay with Carlinville. A minute 54 for the ball game. It'll be Kessinger to throw in. Gets it in to Roper. Long pass to Byatts at midcourt. He goes into the scorer's table, but able to save it. But it was over and back. I don't even know how he saved that ball initially. He used all of his athleticism. He had to elevate, but the ball was sailing off to the left towards the scorer's table. He was able to elevate, make the catch, but he was in the front court, and he threw the ball into the back court. Here's Sylvester. One dribble, pulls up, yes, for Caden Sylvester. Knocks it down from 14-9 for Sylvester. 100 seconds for the game. A 14-point Carlinville lead. Here's Roper across the timeline. Leaves it for Trim. Ethan Trim. Spins baseline, rejected by Booth. Didn't need that. Here comes Ray. Devin leaves it for Kinder. Off the window, he missed another layup. Third layup Kinder has missed here tonight. 80 seconds for the game. And that could have gotten Staunton to within 12 and maybe a hope. Now a foul with a minute 17. And Carlinville up by 14, 45-31. It'll be Briley Roper at the free throw line. Roper on the night, 6 points, 2 of 2 at the charity stripe. One in bonus, free throw good. 7 for Roper, 46-31 Carlinville. Would be the 12th win of the year if the Cavies can get it. Free throw good. 8 for Roper. A 16-point lead. Here's Goss on the right wing. Down to Booth, forced it in, turned over. picked up there by Jack Kessinger. 65 seconds for the ball game. Roper, and that one, Byatt cannot save. That winds up in the scorer's table. It was tipped. No. Carthenville thought it was tipped. It's going to be Staunton ball. 63 seconds to play in the ball game. If it wasn't a 16-point lead, Carthenville might have protested a little stronger than they did. Sylvester steps into another three, left that one short. Rebound Kinder, yes. Put back good for Kinder. He has seven. Clock running inside of a minute to play. 53 seconds. Byatt's in the backcourt. Oh, he lost the handle. Going to be picked up a midcourt by Trim. Wow, that sums it up, doesn't it? Siglock saves the basketball, bouncing on the sideline. Now it's stolen by Kinder. Poked away by Siglock. It'll stay with Staunton, just 38 and a half seconds in the ballgame. Litchfield Breeze Central next. And then the nightcap, the 1A Lincolnwood Regional Quarterfinal between the host Lancers and Mount Olive. That's about 10:30 tonight with the broadcast here on FM 106. Goss will trigger a three, can't get it to go. Rebound down to Bradley Roper. Half a minute for the ball game, and Carthenville is going to advance into the regional semifinal tomorrow night. We'll carry the broadcast for you here on FM 106. That'll be the 9 o'clock broadcast tomorrow night as the Carthenville fans will rise. The Carthenville Cavaliers are going to knock off the Staunton Bulldogs in impressive fashion here tonight. 47-33 will be the final as Michael Byatt didn't score in the first, didn't score in the fourth, but he scored 20 in the middle two quarters, and the Cavaliers have won this regional quarterfinal over the Bulldogs 47-33. We'll take a break. Back to Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Well, both teams won two quarters here tonight. Carthenville, though, dominated the two quarters they won. Staunton led 7-5 after one. Carthenville outscored the Dogs 11-3 in the second, 19-10 in the third. They led 35-20 after three. Staunton won the fourth quarter 13-12, but the Bulldogs fall tonight 47-33, the final. With the win, Carthenville improves to 12-17 on the year. With the loss, Staunton sees their season come to a close at 17-14. Michael Byatt and Ethan Trim, they were the offensive show tonight for the Carthenville Cavaliers. Trim had all 5 points in the first quarter. Michael Byatt had 9 of Carthenville's 11 in the second quarter. Then Byatt scored 11 points in the third quarter. He finished with 20 to lead all scorers. Ethan Trim finished with 15 for the Cavaliers, 8 for Bradley Roper, 2 for Jack Kessinger, 2 for Ethan Siglock. I had Carthenville a perfect 15 of 15 at the charity stripe tonight. For the Staunton Bulldogs, a tough way to see their season end here tonight. Ethan Booth was in foul trouble early, and he was never able to get a rhythm and become the dominating factor in this game like he had been throughout the entirety of this season. 9 points for Caden Sylvester off the Bulldog bench leads the way for Staunton. 7 for Brent Kinder, 7 for Devin Ray, 6 for Kyle McCullough, and 4 for Ethan Booth. It was a night where Staunton just could not get anything to go from the outside as they wind up with 3 triples on the night, 2 of them from Caden Sylvester off the bench. So for Staunton, they will say goodbye to seniors Kyle McCullough, Brent Kinder, Devin Ray, Ethan Booth, Zachary DeFries. That is a lot of production graduating from this Staunton team this year, but for Ty Locke, certainly not the way he wanted the first season with the Bulldogs to end, obviously, but Staunton did a lot of good things this year in Ty Locke's first year in the program as they have their season end at 17-14. For Carthenville, more hoops to play. They will be back at it tomorrow night in the regional semifinal. So this is what tomorrow looks like. Here from Gillespie, Hillsboro Breeze Modern Day live at 6. Then from Macon Meridian, we'll have the Nokomis Regional Semifinal live at 7:30. We'll be right back here to Gillespie at 9 o'clock for the regional semifinal with Carthenville, and then we'll have coverage from the Lincolnwood Regional tomorrow night at 10:30. All the action tomorrow night right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Of course, we've still got 2 more games to come up for you tonight. Lincolnwood and Mount Olive will be our 4th and final broadcast. Coming up next, we'll bring you the other quarterfinal here tonight from Gillespie with Litchfield and Breeze Central. Thanks to Mike Bertinoli and all the folks at Gillespie High School for their hospitality, doing a fantastic job hosting this Class 2A regional tournament. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on the broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. The final one more time. Carthenville upends Staunton 47-33. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106. And we are halfway through our regional quadruple header here on WSMI FM 106. We'll take a break. Coming up next, we'll have the Litchfield Breeze Central broadcast following these messages on WSMI.